Ang 17th pambansang census ay magaganap sa Martes, 9 ng Agosto. At sa unang pagkakataon, maraming tao ang magkukumpleto nito online. Sinabi ng Australian Bureau of Statistics o ABS, nilalagdagan nito ang pagkilos para itaguyod sa mga multikultural na komunidad. Narito ang ulat. Ang pagsasalarawan ng Australia tuwing 5th taon hinggil sa bansa at mga mamamayan nito ay nalalapit na. Tulad noong taong 2011, ang pambansang census ay gaganapin sa Martes, sa 9 ng Agosto. Ito ang pinakamalaking koleksyon ng pang-estadistikang impormasyon na gagawin ng ABS. Ang mga turista sa Australia ay kasama, subalit ang mga residente na wala sa bansa sa araw ng census ay hindi kasama. Sinabi ng direktor ng Census National Management Unit, Sam Thomas, ito ay magbibigay ng saglit para sa bawat isa na makibahagi sa paghuhugis ng hinaharap ng Australia.
It provides a picture of who we are, where we live, and what we do. So census data is used to provide critical information to assist in planning for service delivery and infrastructure requirements such as transport, health, and education.
Ang 17th pambansang census ang kauna-unang digital census ng bansa. 10 milyong sulat ang ipadadala sa karamihang household na magbibigay ng online login para sa mga tao na kumpletuhin ang census sa internet. Sinabi ni Thomas, ang pagkilos ay efficient at hindi ikukumpermiso ang privacy ng bawat tao.
It's a very fast, safe, and easy way to complete your census form. So it can be completed at home or using a smartphone, tablet, or computer. And we're expecting around 16 million people to complete their survey online this time. We're hoping to achieve over 65% of households completing their census form online, which is about a doubling of what we experienced in 2011.
Subalit makukumpleto pa rin ng mga tao ang sensus sa papel at isoli ito sa koreo at pagmumultahin kung hindi ito makukumpleto. Ang paglagay sa digital ng sensus ay nakapagpatipid ng $100 milyong kumpara noong taong 2011. Ang halaga ng sensus ngayong taon ay $330 milyong. May malakas na focus sa mas mabuting pakikitungo rin sa mga Australiano na mas nagsasalita ng wika na hindi Ingles. Si Samantha Palmer ay ang General Manager ng Governance, People and Culture sa Bureau of Statistics. Sinabi niya ang kawanian ay nakikipagtulungan ng gusto sa mga pangkomunidad na grupo at pangsuporta ang organisasyon para kasunduin ang mga mamamayan at ipaunawa sa kanila kung bakit mahalaga ang census.
It's absolutely important that everyone who is in Australia on the 9th of August gets counted in our census. And we know that people who don't speak English as their first language, they'll need a different range of services to be provided compared to those people for whom English is their first language. And the census makes sure that government understands where everyone lives who is in that circumstance and can properly account for and provide those services.
Ang Census Inquiry Service ay nakaugnay sa Translating and Interpreting Service o TIS para tugunan ang mga pangangailangan iyon. Sinabi ni Palmer, maaaring tawagan ng mga tao ang TIS para makipag-usap sa mga translator na tutulong sa kanila kung paano filapan ang census.
The census form is available only in English, and so this translation service enables the person who doesn't speak English to be able to actually complete their census form through a translator. And of course, there's more than 2,500 language translators who work in the TIS and who cater to the most common languages, the about 20 of the most common languages in the country, to enable everyone to be able to complete their census form.
Maraming organisasyon ng pamahalaan ang gagamitin sa paglalabas ng impormasyon sa census, kasama ang SBS na mayroong mahigit na 70 wika sa schedule ng radyo nito. Sinabi ng Audio and Language Content Director Mandy Weeks, ang 2011 census ay nakatulong sa SBS na mas mapagsilbihan ng gusto ang mga multikultural na komunidad.
So we used the data to determine which were the largest communities in Australia based on language, but which were also the high needs. So we looked at things like household income, recentness of arrival, their English proficiency. And by doing that, we're able then to determine which languages really, really need our services. And we ended up adding 6 new languages to the schedule, including Tigrinya, Swahili, Dinka, some of the African languages in Australia.
Sinabi ni Dr. Luis Angosto Fernandez, isang anthropology specialist mula University of Sydney, mahalaga para sa mga komunidad na sila ay tumayo at mapabilang.
sometimes it delves into other aspects of social life that are very difficult to measure, for instance, social identities. And both sets of data become indispensable for public policy making, because politicians and legislators and people in the realm of policy making do resort continuously to this type of information to basically make decisions. And therefore, censuses are not only just a tool that captures reality, but to some extent as well really just creates reality. And that's why they are so important. It offers very, very interesting insights into, if you want, political comments that people make about social identities.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.